Time for Recollections. The National Broadcasting Company invites you to relax and reminisce with Recollections from the early days of radio. In this special series, we delve into the vast NBC library of sound to relive the memorable moments of radio's past, the stars who entertained you then, the special events that thrilled you. And to guide us through these priceless recollections, here is Ed Herlihy.
Kid mid the Falder. Sure, and it is indeed Ed Herlihy with Recollections. That opening phrase was Gaelic, and it means a thousand welcomes to you all. Over the years in NBC's history, there have been a good many programs and a fair share of Emerald Isle talent before our microphones. And it is all preserved in NBC's Library of Sound, where I've been searching for it the past week. Now, not everything on tonight's show is Irish, but the first performer is indeed. A tenor this lad was, and a great one. The greatest ever to leave Ireland to bring pleasure to the rest of the world. So back we go to 1938 and Rudy Valley's introduction to him.
To Ireland, on her day, a toast. And to the Irish, one of their great men. With the possible exception of Paderewski, no artist has come to represent a people so completely and so well as this man. John McCormick.
Thank you, Mr. Valley. And in return for those very flattering words, let me wish you an Irish wish. May the chicken never be hatched that will scratch on your grave.
Thank you, Mr. McCormick. And may you be half an hour in heaven before the devil knows you're dead.
Well, if that's the game you want to play, Mr. Valley, try this toast on one of your girlfriends. Here's to myself and one other. And may that one other be she who drinks to herself and one other. And may that one other be me. And now, may we do away with the toasts and get on with the music?
We certainly may.
I'll sing The Garden Where the Praties Grow. It's an old Camalia, and incidentally, praties are potatoes. All right. Have you ever been in love, me boys, or have you felt the pain? I'd sooner be in jail myself than be in love again. For the girl I loved was beautiful, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the praties grow. She was just the sort of creature, boys, that nature did intend. To walk right through the world, me boys, without the Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a chignon, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the praties grow. Says I, me pretty Kathleen, I'm tired of single life. And if you've no objection, sure I'll make you my sweet wife. She answered me right modestly and curtsied very low. You're welcome to the garden where the praties grow. She was just the sort of girl, boys, that nature did intend. To walk right through the world, me boys, without the Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a chignon, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the praties grow. The parents, they consented, and we're blessed with children three. Two boys just like their mother, and the girl's the image of me. And now we're going to train them up the way they ought to go, for to dig in the garden where the praties grow. She was just the sort of creature, boys, that nature did intend. To walk right through the world, me boys, without the Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a chignon, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the praties grow.
That was a priceless treasure from NBC's Library of Sound, a song that John McCormick did on the air in 1938. You know, of course, that we are very happy to fill your requests, so I'm about to fill one now. A listener is asked to hear the Double Damask Dinner Napkin sketch, which is, as everyone knows, that is, everyone old enough to lie about his age knows, this sketch made Beatrice Lilly a little more than famous than she already was. It's appropriate that we should bring B. Lilly's famous act to you tonight because she has just opened here in New York to the acclaim which always greets her in Ziegfeld Follies. Now here's that famous sketch as she did it on the air on an NBC show 22 years ago.
Shop? Shop? Can't I get a little service? Clerk? I mean, clerk? Am I waiting for anyone? Am I standing on something? I mean, will you kindly attend, please?
Something I can do for you, madam?
Well, I wonder if you could tell me if my order has gone off yet.
Not knowing your order, madam, I really couldn't say.
But I telephoned it to you today.
What name, madam?
Miss Beatrice Lilly.
Have you an address, madam?
Do I look as if I live in the open air? I gave a large order for double damask dinner napkins to be sent care of Mrs. Whippletree.
Whippletree, madam?
I hope I speak plainly. Whippletree, I said.
I remember perfectly now, madam. What was it that you ordered, madam?
I wanted two double dumb and damask dinner napkins.
I'm sorry, madam. I didn't quite catch.
Dinner napkins, my good man. Dinner napkins.
Of course, madam. Plain?
Not plain at all. Double dumbest.
Would you repeat the order, madam? I'm not quite
sure. I want two double damn and dubbock. Oh, dear me. Two dozen damn dizzy danny nipkins.
Dinner nipkins, madam?
Yes.
You mean dinner napkins.
That's what I said.
You pardon me, madam. You said dinner nipkins.
Don't be ridiculous. I said dinner napkins, and I meant dinner nipkins. Nipper dampkins. Dear me, I wish you wouldn't confuse me.
I'm sorry, madam. You want dinner napkins. Exactly. How many, madam?
Two dozen.
Madam?
Good gracious, young man. Can't you get it right? I want two dozen dozen damask dinner knickers.
Not two dozen, madam. You mean two dozen.
I said two dozen. Only they must be damel dozic.
I'm afraid we haven't any of that in stock, madam.
Of all the fools. Can't I find anyone with a modicum? Just a modicum of intelligence in this store.
Here is our Mr. Peters, madam. Perhaps if you was to ask him.
May I be of any assistance, madam?
I'm sorry to say it, but your clerk doesn't appear to speak English. I'm giving an order, but it might as well be in Greek for all he understands.
Ah, yes, yes. Allow me to help you, madam. You require...
I want two dozen dabble dumbest dabble napkins.
I beg your pardon, madam.
I want two dozen dizzen
Two dozen.
Didn't I say two dozen?
You said dozen, madam, but I understood what you meant. Two dozen. In other words, a double dozen.
That's it. A double dozen dabble dumbest dizzy knickers.
Pardon me, madam. You mean a double dozen of dumb and dabbest dinner napkins.
Double damask, sir.
I said double damask. It's dinner napkins you require, madam.
Dapper ninkins, sir.
Nippy Dankins.
Allow me, madam. If I may say so, we get confused, spitting us up, as it were. But the full order is two dazzin' dibble dumbest ninner dupkins.
You'll excuse me, sir. You mean two dammin dabble dimmick dizzy napkins.
I don't want dizzy napkins at all. I want two dizzle dammit dizzy.
No, two dazzle dumb and dizzy.
Two dozen, sir. Two dozen dimmel dizzy.
Two damn dizzy double dinner dampkins.
Madam, please, your language.
Oh, cool. Give me two dozen doilies.
That was starling Beatrice Lilly in 1935, airing one of her most famous sketches. Now back to the Irish of it. Anyone who was an autograph hunter between 1925 and 1930 surely remembers the Silver Mask tenor. He was the Sinatra of his day, all right, singing with one of radio's first commercial programs for the Goodrich Rubber Company. And though he was a native New Yorker, he was, like so many tenors, of Irish descent. If you've been wondering for 30 years why he wore a silver mask in all public appearances, it was simply because an announcer happened to describe the tenor as a man of mystery. No one knows his name, he said. We call him the man in the silver mask. Then a deluge of mail poured into NBC from curious listeners who wanted to know more about him. So from that point on, it was decided to play along with the gag. And so Joe White always wore a sterling silver mask wherever he appeared. And here he is on St. Patrick's Day, 1926.
Have you ever heard the story of how Ireland got its name? I'll tell you so you'll understand from whence old Ireland came. No wonder that we're proud of that dear land across the sea. For here's the way me dear old mother told the tale to me. Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out of the sky one day and nestled on the ocean in a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair. Suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there. So they sprinkled it with stardust, just to make the shamrocks grow.
only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver to make its lake so grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called it Ireland. Tis a dear old land of fairies and of wondrous wishing wells, and nowhere else on God's green earth have they such lakes and dells. No wonder that the angels loved its shamrock bordered shores. 'Tis a little bit of heaven, and I love it more and more. Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out of the sky one day, and nestled on the ocean in a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair. They said, suppose we leave it, for it looked so peaceful there. So they sprinkled it with stardust, just to make the shamrocks grow. 'Tis the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they darkened it with silver to make its lake so grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called it Ireland.
Joe White, the silver-masked tenor of 1926, an old friend of mine. Incidentally, Joe is still hale and hearty, and especially happy that his son, Bobby White, is following in his dad's footsteps. Now, this next is a very interesting item. I'm sure you've all heard about the monastery at Capistrano in California, for on each year, on March the 19th, the swallows who have flown away from that monastery for the winter return. Well, there came a time, many, many years ago, when the monastery was badly in need of repairs, and the money for these repairs was not in evidence. But on an NBC broadcast, this fact was made public, and donations from listeners enabled the Mission Fathers to save that historic monastery. So, from the show that saved the monastery at Capistrano then, we hear this excerpt.
The swallows have arrived, hundreds of them, guided by an unseen hand direct to the mission, just as they have been for the past 159 years. It's a sight that leaves one breathless. Like tiny dark clouds, they came this morning, appearing dimly on the horizon at first and then thinning out as they neared the mission. And high in the air, they flew so high that it was necessary to use field glasses to determine that they actually were swallows. As many suppose, the swallows don't arrive in one large flock, but they come in by the dozens and fifties until suddenly you find the old mission is full of them. They began to arrive about 5 o'clock this morning. It seems only fitting that the first greeting to the swallow should come from the little children to whom they bring the most joy and happiness. A traditional song that is sung each year on the day of the arrival of the swallows. Good morning, Mr. Swallow.
Good morning, Mr. Swallow. Come from far away. We are glad to see you on St. Joseph's Day. Slipping in the sunshine, we can see you all. Building up your houses on the mission wall.
Good morning, Mr. Swallow. Come from far away. We are glad to see you on St. Joseph's Day. Sitting in the sunshine, we can see you all. Building up your houses on the mission wall.
You remember that when Rudy Vallee introduced John McCormick a few numbers back, he said that no artist so completely represented his own country except Paderewski. Paderewski was both a statesman and probably the greatest pianist who ever lived. His first American radio concert was on September the 25th in 1938 on the Magic Key program on NBC. Here from that program is the great Paderewski, nearly 78 years old then, playing the waltz in C-sharp minor. This was a remote pickup from Lausanne in Switzerland. Ignaz Jan Paderewski, 78 years of age at that time, in his first American radio concert, September the 25th, 1938. We're going to turn to another great Irish tenor, Morton Downey, who introduces his own song.
I'd like to sing a song that my wife found for me in England. It's a beautiful A.A. Milne poem about a little lad named Christopher Robin. An Englishman set it to music. As a poem, it's lovely. But as a song, well, it's great. Our kids were crazy about it. And so I hope all the listeners in will like it as much as the Downey family does. Listen. Christopher Robin is saying his prayers. Little boy kneels at the foot of, droops on his little hands, little gold head. Hush, hush, whisper, who dares? Christopher Robin is saying his prayers. God bless Mummy, I know that's right. Wasn't it fun in a bath tonight? The cold so cold and the hot so hot. God bless Daddy, I most forgot. If I open my fingers a little bit more, I can see Nanny's dressing gown on the door. It's a beautiful blue, but it hasn't
Oh, God bless Nanny and make her good. Mine has a hood, and I lie in bed, and I pull the hood right over my head, and I close my eyes, and I curl up small, and nobody knows that I'm there at all. Oh, thank you, God, for a lovely day. And what was the other I had to say? I said, bless Daddy, so what can it be? Oh, now I remember it. God bless me. Little boy kneels at the foot of the bed, droops on his little hand, little gold head. Hush, hush, whisper, who dares? Christopher Robin is saying his prayer.
Thank you, radio audience. Thank you very, very much.
That was Morton Downey as he performed 19 years ago on NBC. Now, if you've enjoyed tonight's recollections, I certainly would appreciate hearing from you. And this is how you get in touch with me. Address Ed Herlihy, H-E-R-L-I-H-Y, care of the National Broadcasting Company, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, Radio City, New York. And please, while you've got your pencil in hand, make a note to hear next week's special program, when President Roosevelt was first inaugurated, and all of those younger ones who may wonder what radio and the times were like then will be able to sample on this show that historic inauguration, together with other great radio highlights of 1933. So, until then, this is Ed O'Herlihy, hoping that the happy memories of tonight will last until we meet again, 7 days hence. Good night, everyone. Ed Herlihy has been your host on Recollections. Join him next week at this time for more highlights in the history of radio broadcasting. This is Fred Collins. Recollections is an NBC Radio Network production, directed by Bob Maurer. Recollections at 30 is another worldwide presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.